sure what it is. I'm sure it's funny as hell, and tragic and dramatic, impersonal and universal. It's about a boy with stars in his eyes, or maybe just a man whose dreams were never realized. Whichever one it is, it's essential I get it just right, 'cause we are great Americans. Our novels need to be written. My point of view must be heard. I'll set my soapbox on a mountaintop and bark out every word, and the echoes will bellow and billow over this great earth. Or am I missing the point? A view from the top could overlook the hoi polloi, and the trenches with the henchmen is the benchmark of experience. 'Cause we are great Americans. Our novels need to be written. Then the book becomes a film. Then the film becomes a modern masterpiece. This is my acceptance speech.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 261. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Tim Kasher. That song is called American Lit, and that's on his new album, Adult Film. That came out October 8th on Saddle Creek Records, and it definitely sounds like a Saddle Creek recording. That is good, I think. This is Tim's second release as Tim Kasher. Before that, he recorded solo as The Good Life, and of course, he continues to record with Cursive as well. Lots of music for you this week. It's been a while since I did a podcast. I've been out on the road covering bands, but I'm back now, back in the studio for a week only, but you'll get the high fidelity joy here, and I'll try to keep things up when I'm on the road coming up here in another week or so. Let's jump into some more music. This is from Best Coast. This is from the new EP, Fade Away, and the song is Who Have I Become?
Matter.
There we go. That is Manual Scan from San Diego, California, recorded there, I think, in 1986. The song is Come See Me, and that's on a new collection called All Night Scan, which was just released by Cheap Rewards Records just this year. That collection there includes so much of the band's recorded output, including that single there from 1986, a band that kind of started in the skinny tie power pop world, kind of a mod revival, and then went all the way to, I don't know, there it is, like straight out garagey mod wonderfulness. So before that, also from Cheap Rewards Records from 1982, that is The Tunes with the song Crowded Heart. That's on the collection Love Uncool. That song there originally on the band's 1982 single, a band out of Topeka, Kansas that I had never heard, but I'm glad I hear them now. And we started that set off with Best Coast with the song Who Have I Become from the album Fade Away. Kind of a long playing album, EP rather. I'm not sure, somewhere between those two, I guess. That came out just October 22nd on Jewel City, which I believe is her own label. Currently touring in Hong Kong, I believe, according to her latest Twitter posts. Let's see. I guess I should explain how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, get good music, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Since we've got no time to spare today, let's jump into right to another track. This is Elf Power with the song Darkest Wave.
The road was steep. when you said to my woman at the show that we were just desperately breathing life into a dead ghost. Do you really think these things you say? Guess you feel like you got this lifetime pass and you can be a dick and it doesn't matter. But I'm through, yeah, I'm set free and basically you're just dead.
Couple of bands there from Athens, Georgia, they just go together, starting off with Elf Power with the song Darkest Wave. That's on the album Sunlight on the Moon, which just came out October 1st on their own Orange Twin Records. And then we followed things off with Of Montreal with the song Imbecile Rages. That is from the Lousy with Sylvian Breyer album, which came out October 8th on Polyvinyl Records. Of the two, I've got to give the nod to the new Of Montreal, kind of a return to their earlier influences. Not quite as trying as the previous last couple albums, but your mileage may vary there. Give it a listen. I bet you'll find something you like. Looking at the clock here, I'm about out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 261. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at SidMuchRock. Looking at the concert calendar, there's a few things happening this week that I'll be excited for. I may be out at the Josh Berwinger show at the Record Bar on the 31st, and I think they're playing the next night at the Replay in Lawrence, somewhere in Lawrence. On the 2nd, Dirk Tick is at the Bottleneck. And then I'm going to be out of town missing the Knife Crime show at the Record Bar on the 5th, So Many Dynamos at Riot Room on the 8th, or Rooms Without Windows at the Record Bar on the 8th as well. On the 11th, Thomas Dolby is playing Liberty Hall, and I definitely wouldn't want to miss that one. Unfortunately, I will. The 17th, the Queers are playing the Riot Room. The 23rd, Iris DeMent is at Knuckleheads. That's a good reason to head out to that venue. On the 24th, Negative Approach at the Riot Room. Punk, punk, punk. December 1st, Fintroll at the Granada. December 7th, Schwervon is playing a singles release party at Mill Records, and there'll be more information on that one later. And then looking all the way in February, I see I've got a note here about a Neutral Milk Hotel playing at the Uptown. So that works just fine with the Elf Power and Of Montreal mentions earlier, right? All right, well, I've got one left track left for you. I'm going to play a track here by Eagles. That's E-A-G-U-L-L-S, a band from Leeds in the U.K., Definitely sound like a UK band, sound like maybe that kind of 1981 era Cure, which is a very good thing. The song I'm going to play here is Nerve Endings, and that's the A-side of the band's current 7-inch single, just released on Partisan Records on September 30th. They're working on a full length, and that should be out early in 2014. So we're going to leave you here with Eagles. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.